Hello,
Hello. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Excuse me?
I'm going to vote. Yeah, I'm going to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote. Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? A Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Well, I think we are registered for Democrat.
Thank you. Now, are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
The 66.
66. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
That's hard to answer.
Depending on how you see it, if you had to choose, would you say right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Is it on the economy and jobs, abortion, access and cost of healthcare, local growth and development, K-12 education?
Economy.
Excuse me?
I'll vote economy.
We still have a few more options in here, and you can just choose one. The next one were climate and the environment, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs, or taxes. From the list, would you say is still the economy and jobs?
What was the first one? The first part.
The economy and jobs. That was the first one.
Yeah, I voted that.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Or definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably for Democratic candidate.
Probably for Democratic candidate. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approval for him to continue these tests?
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I believe I approve. If he says something wrong, because for example, in the interview, because he's so tired, you know. That's why he messed up the words and because of age, right?
Yes. So would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat approve of his job?
Don't approve. I'm sorry, I got all the calls. I don't know who's calling.
Oh.
Okay.
Or
let's finish.
Yes, thank you. So how should I record your answer? Would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I strongly approve him.
Strongly
approve. Yeah, he's doing his job. He's doing his best now at his age.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I kind of disapprove.
A kind of approve, you said? Or kind of disapprove?
Disapprove.
So would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, you will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. The first
I can say, don't listen to the radio stuff. So I have no opinion. I'll just tell you.
Yes, we just have two in here. We have Patrice Driscoll.
No.
No opinion or have never heard of him?
Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion. And then we have Ron Rico Smith.
Yeah, I have no opinion too because I don't know them. I don't have time to listen to them.
So you have never heard of him or no opinion?
I mean, I have heard them, but I just forgot.
Never heard. Okay, thank you.
And
now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I'll vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden in the Democratic candidate?
I definitely vote for him.
Thank you. And now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Patrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
I vote for Democrat.
The Democratic candidate. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Patrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community, or a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
The one who's already there involved.
So the second one, thank you. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels. And property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? The Republicans, who control state government in Tallahassee, or President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
I think the one who controls the price, right, is the Republican.
The state government? Thank you.
Yeah, who controls
And as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Is it a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results? Or a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with a Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community?
Yeah, in that case, kind of hard. I wanna vote the one who, of course, help more community. Mm-hmm. But one thing we have in problem in Florida is the freedom of a gun. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. So how should I record your answer?
Crime. Yes?
How should I record your answer? With the first one or the second one?
I think it's case of a vote for the first one that keeps the community in peace, right?
Yes. It says a Republican candidate who will be able to work with a Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results. That was the first one. And the second one was a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with a Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community.
Oh. Yes, but the question is, why the Republicans, they got to work with the Democrats are going to work with the Republicans. We don't have a Democratic party or someone who just work together for the better community life. Now, in this case, we could just leave along which party you are. Just everybody get together to get the best results for the community. Don't you think so?
And so how should I record your answer? With the first one?
The one that bring the better results for the community.
The first one or the second one?
I think this one is, first one has no choice because we don't have a Republican and Democratic Party there to work together with the Democratic Party who has known a lot of spins, so they can count on Republican. That's the problem with the party stuff, you know. When it's together. But it's hard to say, because this point of view is hard to get into. As my father said, don't talk to me with religions in politics, then you get conflict.
Yes, yep. I understand. So, I'm confused. Help me, please.
Yeah, get the first one.
Which one? The first one?
First one. Okay. Yeah, because you said to get the better results, right?
Yes, thank you.
Because the better results for the community.
Yes, correct. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? It is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House because the Democratic Party is too radical and I will almost always support the Democrats. Or it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions.
Yeah, I'll stick with the second one because, as I said, the best for the community, right?
Yes, thank you. Now, thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? While political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Or, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will not vote for Donald Trump this November. Or, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination is only strengthens my support for him.
I think I'll stick to the second one.
The second one. Thank you.
You
will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate would you be more likely to vote for. Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed in MacDill Air Force Base. Worked as an advisor to veterans and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work for in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Or we have Democrat Frances Driscoll, an African-American woman.
Hold on.
Yes?
Excuse me. They want you to read, finish reading. Who is that?
Republican Rico Smith.
Oh, Republican. Okay. So next one.
The next one
actually,
was Democrat.
Okay. Actually, I did not do read. I did not do research on that kind of seat, which one I should be voting. When it's close to the date, I always do the we do the research, you know, to see which one is the best.
Yes, because right now we're looking for your opinions. We just want to know, based on the information that you're given, what is your opinion right now? So there is no right or wrong answer
awesome.
For now. Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Now, the next one was Democrat Frances Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economy recovery for all Floridians.
Oh, so that's two candidates, right?
Yes. Out of these two candidates, please.
I vote for the lady.
For the lady, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And before we continue, once again, I just want to thank you for your time. I believe this is the last section of the survey, but we're about to be finished. Now,
okay.
If you knew the following statements about Frances Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Frances Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement is, Frances Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. So hearing
that
this...
That is true?
Well, it says... If you knew the following statements about Frances Driscoll were true, we want to know if it would make you more likely or less likely to vote for her in the election for Florida State House of Representatives.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, you say some, the last statement you say shows that it's kind of no good stuff about, no good side of her. So in that way, I just gotta think over before voting for her.
So, in hearing this, would that make you somewhat less likely or much less likely, or it makes no difference in voting for her?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Just less.
Somewhat, then?
Somewhat, okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one is, Frances Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
It's also about her?
Yes. Do you need it again?
Yeah, I can't get lost.
Thank you. Now, Frances Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
Yeah, so why we are talking just about her, nothing about the other guy? He doesn't have the negative points also.
I believe that this section is randomized. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, so what should I have? Well, the pie from here.
So, what would be your your opinion, would you, hearing this, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it would make no difference in voting for Ventris Driscoll?
So, somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Ventris Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked on transnational crime organizations as smuggling drugs and traffic young girls.
Okay. I'll stick with, less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
So much less likely.
Somewhat. Thank you.
Because this is our negative point you are pointing out. So I gotta see, how about the other guy? It's our change later.
Yes, as I mentioned, I believe that these are randomized, so the next person would get a lot of battery questions regarding Rico Smith. So right now,
I'll depend on your point of view, right? How people write the stuff to persuade people to get make decisions. I know that.
Yes, I understand. Now, the next statement is, Ventris Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
Okay, same thing, much less.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Okay, much less likely.
Much less likely, thank you. And we have three more to go on this section. We have, since Ventris Driscoll has been elected in office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in the paycheck. In their paycheck, I'm sorry. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
Excuse me, but that's what her part of the of responsibility to take care, and she did not do that. That's all you are point out for us to know. That means see beautiful all this inflation, all this negative thing that is happening. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is just something people are pointing out to get the negative stuff. That is her part of a responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. And she didn't do the good job.
Yes.
Is that right?
So based on this statement, would that make you somewhat more likely?
Somewhat less likely, because her part, as you point out, these all negative things you are telling me. How can we give her more points? Of course, going to be that productive. So I want to see the other guy. You cannot listen, never listen. See, about one person and then other party. There'll be both party and they make a decision, right?
Yes, I understand. The next one is, Ventris Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
Yeah, that's another negative thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Less, much less.
Much less, thank you.
I want to do the research to see this stuff is all.
We're
vote, we're going to pull out everything and then make a decision.
Right now we just want to know your opinion as things stand. Yes. And now the last for this section is Ventris Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs. Voting against Florida school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Oh, yeah, that's not good again.
So hearing this, would that make you somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference on your vote?
Not exactly. Not exactly. Because
okay.
I see you point out such things about her, how can you
yes.
put, like, this is all you, it depends on your point, what you're going to give us. Okay,
thank you.
Anything else?
And now, we do have a section. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law. Enforcement, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes the residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the sources or resources and support they need to do their jobs.
And then what is the choice I have to choose?
The choice, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in voting for Rico Smith?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of homeownership.
Yeah.
So would that statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference on your vote for Rico Smith?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
Oh, it's all good stuff. Because less likely.
Is someone less likely?
All we need to be things about her.
Yes, I understand. So that would be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Yeah, much less likely, because you are pretty just negative things about her. How can I do?
Thank you. Now, the second to last statement is, with trust in government at all-time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens.
Yeah, less likely again.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one on this section is, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task course to help root out corruption and and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Profiting, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there.
So, that's nice.
Much less likely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
So now here we have a true Democratic Party.
Yes, this is just a confirmation based on what you just heard. For whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate? I'm sorry.
Republican candidate. Oh. Yeah, it's hard to say. If you all stop telling me about her, it's negative things. So in that way, you have no choice. You got voted the one who gives more positive attitude to the community, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how should I record your answer on this one?
The one that should give you the more positive result, right?
Which one is it?
Which one we have? The Rico and another one? Who is this?
Rico Smith or Fentress Risco?
So the first one. The first one is which part?
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
If all this stuff you're telling me is true, so then I could go vote for one who bring more positive stuff to the Florida, the state of Florida. All depends on the output.
But for this question,
right?
We have definitely and probably. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Okay, probably. I'll check anything later.
Yes, thank you. Now, before we finish, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions, and this is just for classification purposes. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Oh, the one that I voted before.
I voted for Joe Biden. Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many
Democrats? I do the research and I choose the best. As I told you, depend on the output, who provide a better result for the community. I look for the positive action. That's how I vote.
So would you say, we have the other option, that is vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or on the other side, usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
Most of the time, most of the time for Democratic.
So that would be usually vote for Democrats or always vote for Democrats?
Usually vote for Democrats.
Usually, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'll say moderate. I don't like to talk to the talking, who's right, whatever. I just want to see the action. Vote for the one who provides the best action. You know, waste time talking, don't get results, right? Waste time, waste energy, waste everything. Yeah.
I understand.
Life is short. You can bring the results.
Yes, thank you. Now, what is the last year grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college
bachelor's
or degree. Bachelor's degree. Thank you.
Yeah, computer science.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me know more stuff. I'm going to certainly do the research.
Thank you.
We do that. Thank you. Okay. Have a nice day.
Goodbye. Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. 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 Theater, let's go. Wait a second.